It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Drops the throw, steps up, floats a bomb up the right seam, looking for Anderson. He's got it. They're not going to catch him. He's going to go the distance. Touchdown. Sam Darnold dials it up to Robbie Anderson. 92 yards.
Anderson, too much deflected.
Bell into the middle of that line, and it's a touchdown.
Big return for Crowder, 85 yards.
Pass thrown, there was contact with the quarterback, and it's incomplete. They got pressure on Prescott. It was Adams who came blitzing in.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know, that's
the Q-inator.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the TOJ Digital Studios, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is Christmas Eve, so we are going to do something very special. Wanted to do this in the vein of the 12 Days of Christmas. We are going to do 12 Days of Christmas Jets Edition. And so for that, of course, we bring in the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang. Over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, Merry Christmas, sir.
Listen, I'm on to you. You heard me make a comment about how I'm a little bit of a Grinch, and now you're trying to do that whole thing where you make my heart grow, and mm-hmm. I go and rush in to save Christmas for everybody. I'm a Grinch up until that point in the movie, and then I turn the movie off and go home. But yeah, all right, you know. Merry Christmas to you as well, as and all the listeners as well.
I'm doing my best to get you into the Christmas spirit. I thought this would be a fun thing to do. We're going to do two parts of this. Part two will air tomorrow on Christmas Day. And so if you know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, you know that it starts with on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, and then throw out something. And then with each day, the true love gave something else, and you get through 12 gifts. We're going to do that, except instead of true love, it's going to be the football gods. So we're going to say what the football gods could give to Jets fans for Christmas that would make everybody happy. And we will start with the 12th day of Christmas. And on the 12th day of Christmas, the football gods gave to Jets fans, bless Austin and a brand new CB. So, bless Austin is somebody who has played very well down the stretch here for the Jets. And I think that most Jets fans agree that as long as he stays healthy, he is going to be the answer to one of the starting cornerback spots for this team. So, bless Austin's health combined with a new cornerback. Now, Chris, that obviously could come in the form of a free agent, maybe somebody like Byron Jones if we're aiming high. It could also come in the form of somebody in the draft. The Jets do have 4 picks in the first 3 rounds, so it could be somebody there. Not entirely sure exactly who it would be because we don't know which round it would be, who's going to be on the board or anything like that. But I think that for sure, if Bless Austin stays healthy and that knee holds up and they can go out and get another starting caliber corner, even if he's not a great player, if he's at least a solid cornerback, I think that that's going to help the Jets immensely because, as we've said, it's great that the Jets have an excellent run defense. That helps, no question. But it is a passing league. The Jets had a ton of trouble for a significant portion of this season being able to defend against the pass. They really haven't had good cornerback play since Darrell Revis left the first time, because when he came back, he wasn't any good. Once he left the first time, it's been all downhill in terms of cornerbacks. Bless Austin is the first thing to smile about in a long time. We thought that when D. Milliner was drafted, he might help provide an answer. That didn't work out. We thought that when the Jets went on that shopping spree in 2015, bringing Revis back, bringing Cromartie back, bringing in Gilchrist, bringing in Buster Screen, that was going to be the answer to the problem. It wasn't. We thought that Tremaine Johnson might be the answer to the problem. He certainly wasn't. Bless Austin seems to be a step in the right direction, and if they can get one more starter to go across from him and then maybe re-sign Brian Poole in the slot, this could be the strongest unit of cornerbacks the Jets have had in quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, it really has been a disaster since they traded away Revis. I mean, it's been just failure after failure, bust after bust, and, you know, the Dmitri Patterson experience when he just went AWOL. It has been a mess, and, you know, it's forever we were talked about the quarterback position, how just everything they did, it just wouldn't work here. And that seems to be the cornerback situation now. Bless Austin has been really good, though, this year since he's been playing. Obviously, we know he's had the injury concerns in the past. He feels like it's past him. And obviously, that's why you mentioned and the health for him going. But if he can keep this play up and stay healthy, that'll go a long way to helping this defense. You get him, you get the two linebackers back. You know, you re-sign Brian Poole, you bring him back as well because he's played excellent. And then, like you said, you don't need to necessarily – I'm still going to suggest that they make a run at Byron Jones, but you don't even need necessarily somebody of that caliber. You could get by with something a little bit less, especially if they're able to pick up an edge rusher or two as well. So if Bless Austin can stay healthy and keep up this level of play – then that'll go a long way to helping this defense. And as you guys know, I've said before, and I'll say again, I'm not saying you don't draft one at all, but I'm not taking one in the first two rounds. I'm going offense with those two. If maybe take one of the thirds. And then that's the other thing with cornerbacks. You can sometimes get lucky and find them later. It's obviously nowhere near a guarantee, but it's possible. So there, if Bless Austin can be the answer there, and again, we're not saying that he has to be a top five or even a top 10 cornerback, but if he can be solid and you can count on him and he can stay healthy, and then you can just add another guy to be solid as well, that'll go a long way to helping this defense.
On the 11th day of Christmas, the football gods gave to Jets fans Bless Austin with a new CB and a breakout season for Quinnen Williams. So, Chris, even though Quinnen Williams has done a very good job with what Greg Williams has asked him to do, primarily stunting and two-gapping, and when he has been used to attack, he's been pretty good, this isn't the season that most people envisioned. They thought that Greg Williams was going to unleash him more and that he was going to be an attacker along the lines of somebody like a Chris Jones or Calais Campbell. That hasn't happened this year in his rookie year. Plus, he's also been nicked up a little bit with injuries. But in 2020, if the Jets can get an edge rusher to go with Quinnen Williams and they have their inside linebackers, particularly CJ Mosley, healthy again, he could be used a lot more like an attacker in the vein of what we thought he would be, as we said, guys like Chris Jones and Calais Campbell. And so we could see that breakout and the interior defensive lineman with the kind of in-the-box score production that a lot of people were expecting with the number three overall pick. I don't love the way that he was used in his rookie year, but I do understand it. Greg Williams was doing what he needed to do to get by on a week-to-week basis. But I think that if they can put the right pieces around him, you could see a breakout season for Quinnen Williams. And as we've seen with a lot of players that have made a major impact on the interior defensive line, I'll give you one, Grady Jarrett. I was talking about this with Michael Nania the other day. 3 sacks in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady. Now, to be fair, the Patriots did come back and win, but there's no debating the impact that Grady Jarrett had in that game and the impact that Grady Jarrett has had in general as an interior defensive lineman. So the Jets can put pieces around Quinnen Williams to free him up to be more of an attacker. We could see that breakout season in year number 2.
With Quinnen Williams, I'm not too concerned. I think once you get the linebackers back, once he's healthy and doesn't have to worry about coming on and off the field, getting his playing time disrupted, once they free him up a little bit more to be able to attack and just rush the pass or get after guys and not have him playing so much two gap, he's going to be fine. He has, despite what a certain segment of the fan base wants to say, he has shown flashes. He has had his moments, and you can see the talent and ability on tape when you watch it, and not even just on tape, when you watch the game. That last game that he played before he got hurt, he was really disruptive and making plays. Now, it wasn't against the best competition, of course, but I just expect that to continue to grow, and that'll happen more and more as he's freed. He's allowed to do that within the system, because right now they're kind of handcuffing him. You would still like to see a little more at times, but he's going to be just fine. This is another thing that sometimes it gets confusing for people, because, and this isn't about just Quinnen Williams, we see sometimes rookies come in and just immediately start looking great and lighting it up at a certain position. And then it kind of gets to this point where people think, well, because this one guy did this at this position, that all rookies should be doing that. And everybody takes a little bit different time to adjust and progress. And some players start off hot and then fade. Some players start off hot and keep getting better. Some players take a little bit more time to adjust. And again, things are kind of stacked against Quinnen right now for him to really be able to flourish. But you can see it. You can see his ability. And I have no doubt that he will get there once everything around him is improved. And also, you got to look at the rotation right now. They're so rotation heavy. He's going to get a larger bulk of those snaps going forward as we go here, as long as he can stay healthy. So I think next year you could definitely see a much closer representation of what Quinnen Williams actually is and what he will be going forward than what you've seen this year.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
On the 10th day of Christmas, the football gods gave to Jets fans healthy Bless Austin with a new CB, a breakout for Quinnen Williams, and a healthy CJ Mosley, Avery Williamson combo. So this plays into what we were just talking about with Quinnen Williams, but we saw what a healthy CJ Mosley can do for this Jets defense. As soon as he came out of that Bills game, it's like the defense fell apart. His leadership skills, his ability to do so many things on defense, and his underrated coverage ability, which Joe Blewett warned people about. There were people that were trying to say that CJ Mosley can't cover as a linebacker. Joe Blewett went through the tape and told everybody that wasn't true, that CJ Mosley is actually a very good cover guy. We saw that in that game against the Buffalo Bills. And if you have him and Avery Williamson back, and we saw Avery Williamson had a very effective season in 2018, that is one of the better inside linebacker duos in the league if both of them are healthy. You put those guys together with Quinnen Williams. Now he doesn't have to stunt in two gap as much, because he's been doing that primarily since there are second and third string linebackers in those spots, and he's needed to do that to be able to free up other guys and to play the run more effectively. You put those two guys in there, and now you're starting to chip away and see a really effective defense, because remember, this defense is top 10 even without Mosley and Avery Williamson. Greg Williams has worked some magic that way, but if you put Mosley, who's arguably the best player or second best player on this defense, with Avery Williamson, who's a very good inside linebacker, all of a sudden that run defense becomes even stronger, and now the pass defense becomes a lot more effective, because we've seen situations where guys like Neville Hewitt are caught in mismatches. Those are mismatches you don't necessarily see with CJ Mosley.
Yeah, this is another one of those scenarios where, and when I remember when they signed CJ Mosley, we're talking about signing CJ Mosley, I would say something along the likes of, he's not known for his coverage. He's not like what Luke Kuechly was in his prime as far as a coverage linebacker. And then people take that and run with it and say that, you know, he can't cover. Well, that's not the case. Now, I'm still going to harp on Greg when he lines up a really fast running back on CJ Mosley to cover him on a 60-yard wheel route or something. I'll still have something for Greg when he does that. But he is a good, solid coverage linebacker, and much better than what they are trotting out there now. But yeah, the addition of getting him and Avery Williamson and even Blake Cashman back, those three guys inside can only help them. And like you said, they're a top 10 defensive unit without those guys right now, with the terrible cornerback situation that they have. They're so good against the run without those guys. It's imagine what they're going to be like with those guys. And then on top of what they will bring to just do their job, that will free up people like Quinnen Williams in the front to to be able to be more aggressive and attack more and do all types of things along those lines. So, and you can't, his leadership, CJ Mosley's leadership is something that can't be lost. His football IQ, to have him being the one calling the plays in the field, for him to be able to sit there and diagnose the offense and see what's coming, it would be a huge improvement for this defense going into next year.
On the ninth day of Christmas, the football gods gave to me healthy Bless Austin with a new CB, a breakout season for Quinn and Williams, a healthy CJ Mosley-Avery Williamson combination, and a Le'Veon Bell that doesn't get traded. So, Chris, we've talked about this. It sounds like the Jets are intent on shopping Le'Veon Bell in the offseason. Adam Gase never wanted him in the first place, and he hasn't seemed to figure out the best way to use him. Joe Douglas is also somebody that is of the thought that it's not wise to invest those kind of resources in a running back. And while I'm not trying to sit here and act like I know more about football than Joe Douglas, I will say that especially given the Jets situation, if they can modestly improve the offensive line even, Le'Veon Bell becomes an incredible weapon for Sam Darnold. We've seen what happens when Le'Veon Bell gets at least a little bit of space. He's able to do some nice things. He had a really nice game against the Ravens, had a good game against the Patriots too, ironically. So his two best games were against arguably the two best defenses in the NFL, or two of the five best defenses in the NFL. I think that the fact that he's a triple threat who can block, who can catch, who can run, he could take a ton of pressure off of Sam Darnold in year number three in 2020. So while I do expect the Jets to shop him, I'm hoping that the combination of his salary and other teams not wanting to take it on or even give up anything of consequence for him means that everything gets rethought in terms of Le'Veon Bell. And instead of trading him, Douglas and Gase sit down and try and figure out the best way to effectively utilize his talents. Because I think that in 2020, if they make the other improvements that need to be made on the offense, Le'Veon Bell could be a superstar for the Jets, exactly the way that it was pictured when he was signed in the first place.
Yeah, not to get all too bah humbuggy on you here, but this feels like the little kid asking for the pony for Christmas right now.
Well, you haven't heard the rest of my list, Chris. If you think that's the kid asking for the pony, wait till you hear the rest of this.
Fair enough. I don't know. Maybe the next request will be for a car, even though you're only 6 years old, or you're asking for a Learjet or something. We'll wait and see. But the one thing I will say is there is still a chance that Le'Veon Bell is on the roster next year, and I think that what you have to root for there is simply nobody willing to offer up enough, because as much as I can see them, as much as they would like to move on from Le'Veon Bell and free up that money, I could also see Joe Douglas sitting here saying, you're only going to offer me like a fifth round pick or a sixth or seventh round pick. We might as well, and you want us to pay some of this money, we might as well keep him. So that's where you got to hold out hope. But even with this offense the way it is, and even as bad as the offensive line is now, Le'Veon Bell should be having a better season, and that's not due to anything on Le'Veon Bell's control. That's due to Adam Gase. He just has not been using him to maximize his ability. And I don't think that's going to change no matter what. Whether he's here or not, it's not going to change, because Adam Gase is stubborn that way. And I don't really see him wanting to go out of his way to do this, to try to make things different and use Le'Veon Bell in different ways. And again, he wouldn't even need to do much with the running game. I mean, there are obviously ways he could help him there too, but just use him in the passing game more. Use him lined up as a receiver, especially this year when you are so light at talent at receiver. It's insane that they haven't been using him more that way. So if you can get an improved offensive line, you can improve the way you use him. You can get another number two, another wide receiver pair with Robbie and everything else. This offense can really take off in year three of Darnold, but will Gase be willing to adapt to that?
Play like a Jet.
Play like a Jet.
On the eighth day of Christmas, the football gods gave to Jets fans a healthy Bless Austin with a new CB, a breakout season for Quinn and Williams, a healthy CJ Mosley-Avery Williamson combination, Le'Veon Bell not getting traded, and Robbie Anderson, Jordan Jenkins, and Brian Poole all staying put. So those are the three key internal free agents that the Jets have. Robbie Anderson, Jordan Jenkins, and Brian Poole. All three have played very well this season. All three are pieces that you can use to move forward. I wouldn't say that either one of them is necessarily any type of franchise-changing type of piece, but they're all nice glue pieces. Brian Poole's been really good in the slot. Jordan Jenkins has been really good as an edge setter and has actually improved his pass rushing technique. And while Robbie Anderson may not be a number one receiver, whatever that means, he's somebody that does get open a lot, as Michael Nanny has been revealing through his film reviews and showing how Robbie Anderson gets open a lot deep down the field, but Darnold just doesn't have the time to try to hit him because of all of the pressure. He's somebody who's developed a really nice rapport with Darnold. There's some good chemistry there. And if Darnold has some more time to throw going forward, you would imagine that he's going to be able to hit Robbie on a lot more deep passes for some explosive plays. So that would be the eighth day of Christmas for the Jets. Robbie Anderson, Jordan Jenkins, Brian Poole all stay put for 2020.
Yeah, I think I've made it pretty clear by now my stance on what the Jets should do with Robbie Anderson. So I won't spend too much time on this. I will repeat again. I will absolutely hammer Douglas and the Jets if they do not bring him back. The idea that where I see a lot of fans say, oh, get rid of him, can't pay him, he's not a number one. Do people not think you need a number two? Like, you teams need a number two receiver, especially a really good one, especially a really good one who can take the top off a defense. This is a thing you need. The answer to what to do with Robbie Anderson is not, oh, he's not a number one, so get rid of him. It's, hey, go get a number one to pair with him. You don't need to take away weapons from Sam Darnold. He doesn't have enough of them as is. Don't create a new hole. So that's my stance on Robbie Anderson. I'm going to say I don't need to keep talking about it, but I'm going to keep talking about it because I can't help myself. Well, Brian Poole has been excellent this season. He has exceeded my expectations. I knew he was going to be excellent versus the run, but his coverage ability in the slot has been really good this year, and I just don't see how you could possibly not bring him back, especially with the other issues at cornerback too. You want to make sure you lock him up. And Jordan Jenkins is as reliable and steady as they get. Again, we'll go back to the Calvin Pace comparison. You know, yes, ideally you want a more pure pass rusher who's going to win more one-on-ones and get after him. But this is another, again, like the Robbie thing. That doesn't mean get rid of him. That means find one of those guys to pair with him because he is excellent against the run. He can blitz, and he is a really, really solid player. He's not going to be making Pro Bowls or anything like that, no all-pro teams, but he is a really good player. And once again, if you let him walk, that opens up a hole in your defense, and then you have two outside linebacker spots now that need to be replaced. And he is really, really good at what he does. So bring them all back. That'll be huge and critical to be able to build on the admittedly shaky foundation that they have. But there is a foundation here. There is pieces, especially if everyone gets healthy. And they need to keep adding to it, not subtracting to it.
On the seventh day of Christmas, the football gods gave to Jets fans healthy Bless Austin with a new CB, a breakout season for Quinn and Williams, a healthy CJ Mosley-Avery Williamson combo, Le'Veon Bell not being traded, Robbie Anderson, Jordan Jenkins, and Brian Poole all staying put in 2020, and a brand new toy for Sam Darnold. So Chris, as you just said, Robbie Anderson has proven that he's a good receiver and that he's worth keeping, but maybe they need somebody better than him to go with him. So if you have Robbie Anderson, you have Jamison Crowder already, those are two good receivers, but you need somebody that's better than those two to really bring that receiving core to the level that you want it to be at for Sam Darnold to hit the maximum of his capabilities. So this would mean bringing in a number one wide receiver. I don't know how you define a number one wide receiver necessarily. There are a variety of different types of number one wide receivers. You could have the straight up burner. You could have the big, tall possession guy. You could have the guy that's the really good route runner that does well with yak. It doesn't really matter exactly what vein he's in. He just needs to be somebody that can put up that kind of production that you get from the very best wide receivers. Larry Fitzgerald was that big-bodied possession guy who always ran crisp routes. So that's one type. Randy Moss was obviously a guy that had incredible speed and size, which is a rare combination. So there's a guy like that. You could go through a variety of different types of wide receivers. The bottom line is you need somebody in here that can be that next level receiver, that all-pro type receiver for Sam Darnold. Now, maybe that comes via trade. I can't think of anybody that would be available other than maybe Odell Beckham. So maybe that happens. I doubt it. But that's just an example of a number one wide receiver that could be available. There could be somebody in free agency. Nobody I'm thinking of off the top of my head. The only one I can think of is AJ Green. But at his age and with all the injuries, I don't know that I would say he's a number one wide receiver anymore. Could be in the draft. We've talked a lot about guys like Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, Ruggs, T. Higgins. There are so many great wide receivers that are going to be in that draft. So it could be someone they even get in the second round, not even necessarily the first, because that draft is so deep with wide receivers. So that is the gift that we give Jets fans for day number 7 of Christmas. A new toy for Sam Darnold, a number one type wide receiver. Again, really doesn't matter what the labels are. You just want somebody that's better than Robbie Anderson and Jamison Crowder. But if you can get that guy for Darnold, I think it would do wonders for this Jets offense in 2020, and certainly wonders for Sam Darnold's development.
Yeah, I'll tell you how I define a number one receiver, and I define it as Jerry Jeudy or CeeDee Lamb. there's other guys in this draft that fit too, but those two guys, the whole number one receiver thing, I get it, and it is one of those. It's kind of that whole, it's like porn thing. You can't really define it, but you know it when you see it. But those guys, I know it when I see it. Those guys are number one guys, and you get them and pair them with Robbie and Crowder, and yeah, all of a sudden Sam Darnold has weapons at his disposal with those tight ends too, Herndon and Griffin. He has weapons to use and to exploit defenses with one of those two guys. That would take a huge, huge leap for this offense. And yeah, it's possible they could go offensive line in the first round and then look in the second round and still get a really good receiver. With this draft class, maybe you can still get a number one receiver type, and that second round, it is that deep, but you could definitely get another number two. So that will go a long, long way to helping this offense and making them the explosive offense that people were hoping to see this year.
Chris Nimbley defining a number one wide receiver along the lines of what the Supreme Court said when it comes to pornography and obscenity. He knows it when he sees it. And I think that is a very apt description of what a number one wide receiver is. We could go through the motions of describing what I did before, of what makes a number one wide receiver, what traits they have, what level they have to be at. But you know it when you see it. And like I said, if they can at least get somebody that's better than Robbie Anderson and Jamison Crowder, two guys that are very good to begin with, if they can get somebody on that next level, then that would be the type of receiver that we're talking about here for the seventh day of Jets Christmas. And in the vein of giving Christmas gifts, I want to give one to you. I'm going to give you a special promo code that you can use to get yourself up to $100 off on your very first purchase when you download the Vivid Seats mobile app. You can use that for anything you want. You want to go to a concert, you want to go to a sporting event, maybe you want to go to a hockey game, a basketball game, maybe you even want to splurge and go on a trip to go see the playoffs, and this will give you an opportunity to get really good tickets at a discounted price no matter where it is you want to go. You want to take a trip to Baltimore and see Lamar Jackson and the Ravens play? This will get you a sizable discount on tickets if you buy them on the Vivid Seats mobile app. So make sure that when you download the Vivid Seats mobile app, you use the promo code Overtime, and you'll get yourself up to $100 off on your very first purchase. Chris, that'll conclude the first half of the 12 Days of Christmas Jets edition. We will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, go ahead and follow Chris on Twitter at CNimbly and at Jets Insider. Read his very big deal work over at jetsinsider.com. Also, Michael Nania's work is over there as well. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts, you know where to go. That's Turn on the Jets Digital and turnonthejets.com.